On this edition of Enlightening the Eclipse Countdown to 2017, as we approach T-minus 3 months and counting, we'll hear from emergency managers, first responders, and tourism officials about how Southern Illinois is readying for possibly hundreds of thousands of visitors. We'll start in Marion with Kelly Erhan, coordinator for Williamson County Emergency Management. Just how many visitors will we have?
There have been lots of numbers that have been thrown out there. At the very beginning, we were told probably anywhere from 50,000 to 100,000. I've heard all the way up to 300,000. Is cell phones one of those things that we're looking at? Absolutely. So have we talked to Verizon and AT&T? Yes. We are talking to them. We are working with them. We're trying to come up with ways that we make sure that, you know, they can get extra towers in here.
And Shane Cockrum, Benton Fire Chief, points out the unique position of Franklin Hospital in Benton.
It is the only hospital in the county. You know, I know as first responders, we rely heavily on Franklin Hospital, and it's really a godsend for the people here in our community.
Shirley Spangler, Emergency Preparedness Coordinator at Franklin Hospital, says they're readying themselves to deal with more car wrecks that might happen.
Maybe accidents out on the road, if they are, traffic is going to be an issue. The staff here is aware of the eclipse. No one will be able to take days off. We are increasing our staffing from the Friday before the eclipse until the Tuesday after the eclipse because we look for those to be very busy days.
Heron Mayor Steve Frattini says public safety is number one, and to accomplish that, teamwork is mandatory.
Anytime you have an event such as this or a major happening in the area, it's a collective effort for not only municipalities, but with the county and the state and so forth like that. From the municipal standpoint, our greatest concern is that of the public safety and public preparedness, if you will.
After many meetings with police and fire officials, Frattini says traffic flow is a big question, especially if people decide that I-57 is too crowded and instead they elect to go the back way, like cutting through Heron.
One of the big concerns is the traffic congestion or the potential of traffic congestion. People coming from the north, if they're listening to local radio or looking at the signs that IDOT's going to have out, you know, providing direction and so forth like that, and they see, well, coming down 57, Marion interchanges may be backed up. And in some cases, they're talking about backed up traffic all the way potentially to Mount Vernon. That's hard to fathom. But let's say that Marion's where the bottleneck is coming down 57. Well, if a person looks at their map or their GPS system, they're going to see, well, they can get off at exit 59, cut across through Heron, and still make it towards the southwest, you know, where the total eclipse is going to take place. So the potential for traffic congestion along that route or through town is certainly there.
By now, many hotel rooms have been reserved for out-of-town visitors. And as Jennifer Buckley, Executive Director of the Heron Chamber of Commerce, points out, many of these visitors are from around the world.
Motels in Heron, there aren't any, but as far as Marion, we've heard that people from Japan and Spain, those hotels are already filled up with a lot of people from out of the country to come for this event, so that's pretty exciting.
The point of greatest duration is just south of Carbondale, but for those wanting to watch the eclipse from one of the largest lakes in southern Illinois.
My name is Dawn Kovarik. And I'm a natural resource specialist. I'm with the Army Corps of Engineers here at Rind Lake. The most darkness that you will be at the spillway, from my understanding. And so we have recreation areas that will be open here at Dam West. At the Visitor Center, we will have areas that you can park and seems strange to say, but watch the darkness. we will have overnight accommodations for those who wish to camp. Our campgrounds will be open. We have four campgrounds that are managed by the Corps of Engineers and one that's managed by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources.
In Jefferson County, Angela Schrum, Director of Tourism and Mount Vernon Festivals, says the city is planning many events, including educational themed activities.
We are planning here in Mount Vernon. We'll only be in the partial eclipse area. However, the whole weekend before, from the Thursday, the 17th, to the 20th, the Sunday, we have all kinds of fun things going on in Mount Vernon. A stargazing and a solar eclipse lecture at the Schweinfurth Theater in the Mount Vernon High School by Greg Holman, who is an instructor at Ren Lake College.
And on the day of, will it be time to relax and enjoy the celestial show? Here is Heron Chambers' Jennifer Buckley again.
I will probably be here in Heron holding down the fort just to make sure that everything is running smoothly here for our businesses and our citizens.
I'm Kevin Boucher.